Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day of gathering by the radio, opening the Word of God and studying the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God together today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of 1 John, chapter number 5, and we're continuing our study on dealing with doubt. I spent the entire broadcast time of last week looking at the same subject, but it is such a broad subject, and there's such a need that I feel like I need to spend some more time dealing with this in the study of the Word of God. If you have your Bible, we're turning the book of 1 John, chapter number 5, and verse number 13. Hear the Word of God said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." Just a few moments of reviewing what we've studied already, I pointed out to you that the book of 1 John opens as if it were with a key lying at the very front door. In chapter number 1, verse number 4, the Word of God said, "These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." And then he writes these five chapters dealing with things that rob us of our joy. He deals with the terrible sin of hypocrisy, those who would act as though they're saved. He deals with the terrible sin of deception, those who think they're saved. And he deals with that in great detail. In fact, if you study the book of John thoroughly, there's a great thought pattern that runs through this book that you could simply entitle, "Saying It Does Not Make It So." Saying it does not make it so. If my memory is correct, there are 7 times in this book where he said, if we say, but then we do not do what we're supposed to do, then we make ourselves a liar. But then we come to the last chapter, in chapter number 5, verse number 13, and it is as though we're about to exit out the back door of this book. And John lays another key down there to the purpose of his writing. And he said in verse number 13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." And again, may I say to you, this Bible teaches a no-so salvation. Salvation is not something you have to hope for. It is not something you have to guess about. But you can know that you're saved by the grace of God. And I'm giving you 3 areas whereby we may know. Number 1, we can know we're saved by the Word of God. Number 2, we can know we're saved by the witness of the Holy Ghost. And number 3, we can know we're saved by a work of heaven's grace that God does in our life when he saves us by the grace of God. And I spent all of the time last week looking at the first one. We can know we're saved by the Word of God. We spent most of our time looking at these in the book of 1 John because this book is written for the purpose that we may know. Let me just get a couple of other passages and then come back to 1 John and review and deal with some things as the Holy Ghost directs us today. The Bible said in St. John chapter 5 and verse number 39, the Word of God said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life." Do you realize that the Lord said this when there was no New Testament? But he says it to those who would profess that they know God, but their lives are totally different from the Word of God. So he said to them, "Search the Scriptures." It is the Scriptures that give us hope. And as we search the Scriptures, then our faith is increased and we can have the assurance of our salvation when our life corresponds with the precious Word of God. Do you say, preacher, would everybody who's saved, would their life correspond with the Word of God? Sure it would. Why? That is their nature. They're begotten by the Word, and then they're born by the Word. The Bible said in the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 1, verse number 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. If you are saved because the Holy Ghost took the seed of the Word of God and planted it in the womb of your soul, brooded over that seed until it brought warmth toward God, and then it brought the life of God into you the moment you were saved by God's amazing grace. We're begotten by the Word of God. We're born of the Word of God. And so the only thing that our new nature knows is to live according to the Word of God. So we can know we are saved by the Word of God. And we've been looking at this on the last several broadcasts. Now then, in the book of 1 John, I want to point out to you five things that we studied last week. And I just mentioned these by review. They never grow old. You cannot preach them too much. But we're going to review them and then move on in our study of the Word of God on some ways by the Word of God that we can know we're saved. If you have your Bible handy, first of all, we're turning to chapter number 2 and verse number 3. The Bible said in verse number 3 of chapter 2, and hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. Verse number 4, the Bible said, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Listen to verse number 5. The Bible said, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Now those three verses, 1 John chapter 2, verse number 3, 4, and 5, teach us that we can know we're saved because we love his commandments, we love his word, and we strive to keep the teachings of the Word of God. It's not enough to know them. It's not enough to just be a hearer, but we must also be a doer. Christians not only love the Word of God, but they love to practice what the Word of God teaches. So the first verses that God gives us for assurance that we may know we're saved is dealing with our attitude and our actions toward the Word of God. Do you love the Word? Do you love to live by the Word? If so, that's good evidence of salvation. If you do not love the Word of God, and if your heart and life is in rebellion to the Word of God, then it's good evidence you're not saved. So number one, look at your attitude toward the Word of God to determine whether you are saved or not. Number two, in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 7 through verse number 9, we're to look at our attitude towards sin. And our attitude towards sin is a great indicator of whether we're saved or whether we're lost. Notice what the Bible said in verse number 8 of 1 John chapter number 3. The Bible said, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, but his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin, for he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither is he that loveth not his brother. So here we find that our attitude towards sin is a great indicator of whether we're saved or not. If you're a student of the Word of God, you know that none of us ever reach sinless perfection in this life. We're sinners by nature. And we will always have this Adamic nature. And that's not a license to sin. And that's not a liberty to commit sin. But it's a fact of the Word of God that we must face. But friend, if you're saved, you may commit sin, but you don't willfully sin, and you do not love to live in sin if you're saved by the grace of God. As a matter of fact, if you're saved, sinning is the exception in your life, not the rule. It is not your daily practice. If you're saved, you do not live in habitual sin. If you do live in habitual sin, then you're not saved according to the Word of God. But we can know we're saved by our attitude toward His Word. We can know we're saved by our attitude toward sin. And then number three, in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 14, we can examine our salvation to know if we're saved or not by our attitude toward the brethren. The Bible said in verse number 14 of chapter 3, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. And then he said, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And he goes on to say in verse number 15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and we know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So we can examine our salvation by our attitude toward the Word of God, by our attitude toward sin, and by our attitude toward our brothers and sisters in the Lord, His people and His church. If we love Him, we love His people. If we love Him, we love the church. If we do not love His people and His church, we cannot love Him. In fact, over in chapter number 4 and verse number 20, the Bible said, if a man say, I love God, and he that is his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? So examination number 1, our attitude toward the Word. Examination number 2, our attitude toward sin. Examination number 3, our attitude toward the brethren. And then number 4, our attitude toward Christ. In chapter number 5, verse number 1, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him that is begotten of him. What is your attitude toward the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, our attitude toward Christ will manifest very much about our salvation. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one of God, then my friend, you have a good evidence of salvation. But if you do not believe that, then you've got a real question about your salvation. Let me mention the last one briefly before I leave the air, and then we'll move on into new territory on tomorrow. I know I'm saved. We can know we're saved by our attitude toward the Word of God, by our attitude toward sin, by our attitude toward the brethren in the church, by our attitude toward Christ. And we can know we're saved by our attitude toward the world. In chapter number 5, verse number 4, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. God's people, saved people, are overcomers of the world. They are not overcome by the world, but they do overcome the world. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.
Oh, do not wait. It's growing.